the precious blood. Thank you, your blood opens the way for all of us to come forward to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for our timely help. Oh, we thank you, you are our speaking God. We live not by just bread alone. We live by every word proceeds out of your mouth. Oh, do speak to us. We love you, we love your word. Amen. Well, since this morning we are covering what we have covered last week. Last week was a turn that we, after we have many weeks covering Genesis on the training messages, but this morning we come to a subject which is the meaning of human life, God's eternal purpose. On this subject, the meaning of a human life, God's eternal purpose, we will cover 6 weeks. So we have already covered 1 week. And this week will be another week we will cover concerning the meaning of human life, God's eternal purpose, on expressing the giving God. The verse we read in Genesis 1:26 mentioned that God created us in his image and according to his likeness. The purpose is that we may express him. Then he also gave us dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over the whole earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. We share many times concerning the Genesis 1:26 on God's eternal purpose. But this time, we are covering this is based on Brother James sharing last time when we were coming together with the Flushing Saints. At that time, he shared concerning the meaning of human life from his own experience and also according to not just his own spiritual experience, also his human experience. So we took that part, that sharing, and expanded it. So we will cover one more week concerning the meaning of human life in expressing God. In particular, expressing the giving God. So in the past, we always said, you know, we need to express God. That's why God, after creation of man, he put man in front of the tree of life, that man may receive the tree of life, which denotes that God wants to be life to man. Because only God's life can express God. Our human life, at the best, we express ourselves, our human life. But only God's life can express God. We also mentioned in the past that God is love, God is light, God is holiness, and God is righteousness. So we need to express God's attributes. So these are attributes of God. God made us in his image, that is according to these aspects, for the purpose that we may express him. In order to express him, we were made in his image. That means we have something corresponds to God's love, God's light, God's holiness, and God's righteousness. That's why we have human love. But human love is like a glove, we mentioned, because it's created in the image of God, but it's not God himself. Therefore, our love, it changes. You know, our love is like a glove. If you squeeze it, it doesn't look like a glove. So we need the hand, we need God's love, we need God's life, we need God himself to come into us, to fill us, that we may express him. So we mentioned many aspects in the past that we need to contact the Lord, receive the Lord more, so every day that His love will, He Himself will fill us, that we may express His love, His light, His holiness and righteousness. But we didn't touch the matter of that our God is also a giving God. So we can express God in this matter of giving. That's why we want to spend some time to cover this matter. Our brother mentioned many aspects of his own experience. Because of the time, I won't go into it. But I just want to mention this, that we all will know that why we are covering this matter, Genesis 1:26, and under the topic, the meaning of human life, and also expressing God, expressing the giving God. So we have 2 weeks on the expression, and 4 weeks will be on the dominion. Our brother also shared concerning the matter of dominion. Especially that, you know, we need to rule. But the rule is not ruling over others, but rather if we don't rule, then something else will rule over us. That is Satan, or the elements of Satan. In particular, there is a kind of a laziness, inertia in us that they will cause us to be passive. When we are in that state, in fact, we are not ruling, we are not reigning, but rather we are being ran by something negative. So even our brother, he mentioned in his last days, every day he has to exercise. Because otherwise, you know, he will feel, you know, I'm sick, I should relax, I should take a break. But rather, our brother was very exercised. I think we all realize that. So we all need to get into this burden. That so we will cover. We will use 4 weeks to cover the matter of reigning, to have dominion. That is to reign in life. So we have the divine life. We should reign in the divine life over many negative things in our being and around us. I just feel that these weeks are very, very precious, that we may cover this matter and experience these matters. So this morning we are covering concerning expressing the giving God. You know, we only have the two verses, everybody, we all read it. We see that our God is a giving God, because in Romans 8:32, God did not spare his own son and deliver him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Our God gave us all things. He also gave us his only son. This morning, I just want to share some of the things I enjoy. Then after my sharing, and you can share also. So it doesn't mean only these two verses we're going to read, but rather I feel maybe we'll just read along while I'm sharing, and some other verses. We're going to read Psalm 119, verses 13 through 18. This psalm is written by David, and by reading it, maybe we should read it, then I say a few words, and to see that what has God given us, you know. Okay, maybe brothers can read one verse, and sisters can read one verse. Brothers. Sorry. I gave you the wrong verse. It should be 139. It should be 139, verse 13 through 14. Let me just mention while the brother is getting the verses. This psalm is written by David, and David was very touched by how he was made, because he mentioned, you know, we are awesomely and wonderfully made. In the past, I could not quite understand that when somebody said, God created man, I understand. When someone said, God created me, and I kind of could not, you know, I didn't get it. I thought, you know, I came from my parents, you know, and God created Adam was very far. How, you know, God didn't create me. That was my ignorance, rather. Eventually, I realized, of course, God didn't, in the sense, when he created Adam, created me. But I was created in Adam. So, in a sense, in actuality, God created me. Because I was born from my parents, and my parents from their parents. And if you trace this back, that's Adam and Eve, right? So, we all are created by God. And let's read 13 brothers first. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You wove me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you. Okay, here David mentioned that he was wonderfully made, and he was formed, you who formed my inward parts. You wove me together in my mother's womb. So in other words, Dave had the full appreciation about all his inward parts. That every one of us, we're not just hourly has a friend. We have a friend, we also have inward parts. And all these inward parts to David are very precious. And even he said he was woven together. You know, it's kind of like a fabric. You wove, there's vertical threads and horizontal threads. And his being was woven in his mother's womb. So he mentioned he is wonderfully and awesomely made. And he knows well. Okay, again, brothers. My friend. Sisters. Brothers.
And how precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them.
If I had found them, they would be more than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Yeah, so, you know, every one of us, we are sitting here is because God has created us. And to God, we are precious. And it should be the same to us, that our God has made us and he has created us in a wonderful way. David mentioned that, you know, he was woven together in the mother's womb and he was made in secret, skillfully fashioned in the depth of the earth. All this shows that David really appreciate every part of his being that God has given him. So God has given us our very being. Every one of us, sitting here or standing here, is because of God. So I'm thankful that I'm breathing because God has made me and given me life, breath to breathe. Okay. In Psalm 119, it was concerning our God, the giving God, gave us the physical existence. But there are other verses in the Bible mentioned our God not just created us, given us the physical body with its senses. We can read 1 Corinthians 2:12 through 16. sisters. Brothers, with things also we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things with spiritual words. Sisters, but the spiritual man discerns all things, but he himself is discerned by no one. Together, for who has known the mind of the Lord and will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So this verse tells us that we not only receive our physical body and our being, our body, our inward parts, our soul, our spirit, but we also receive the Spirit of God, that we may know the things graciously given us. God has given us more than just something physical. He has given even the Spirit, His Spirit. So Paul is speaking here concerning the spiritual things. And in verse 14, he mentioned, we have received the things of the Spirit of God. That means the things of God. God has given us so much. And in verse 16, it mentioned, even we have received the mind of Christ. This is just amazing, you know. We have received the mind of Christ. We can have the mind of Christ. Thank the Lord, He gave us so much. Our God is truly a giving God. There are more. Ephesians, let's also read these verses. Brothers, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Sisters, predestining us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Sisters,
to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He raised us in the beloved,
in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of His grace. Sisters, okay, let's just stop a minute. You know, all this, on one hand, the well-speaking of God. You know, He has blessed us with all the spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. But on our part, we need to exercise. We need to exercise, even while we are reading this. Otherwise, you know, we just read it through, it has not much impact on us. If we exercise, we will appreciate every phrase in this portion of the word. Because the whole thing is a whole list of every spiritual blessing that God has given to us. So maybe we can continue with a little exercise. Okay? Okay, we are on what? 9? Okay. Making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself. Sisters, to head up the things in the heavens, in Him. Amen. Brothers, in whom also we were designated as an inheritance, having been predestinated according to the purpose of the one who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that brothers, in whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise together, who is the pledge of our inheritance unto the redemption of the acquired possession, to the praise of his glory. You know, this is a whole list of what God has given to us. We need to know what we have received. You know, in this long list, he has given us every spiritual blessing. The first item was, he has chosen us. Every one of us sitting here, we have been chosen.
Amen.
God has chosen.
Amen.
Then, he has predestined us unto sonship.
Amen.
That means not only we have been chosen, God has imparted his divine life into us,
Amen.
Making us sons of God.
Amen.
Did you feel you are sons of God?
Yes.
Is it glorious? It is glorious.
Amen.
We are sons of God.
Amen.
This room is filled with the sons of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God has given us so much. And then he has given us, in verse 6, he has given us grace. And verse 7, in him in whom we have redemption. You know, this morning we really appreciate the one who died on the cross. He has shed his blood. So wonderful,
Amen.
So marvelous,
Amen.
How wonderful redemption is.
Amen.
And in verse 8, he mentioned not only he has given us grace, he has given us abounding grace. So all this are what God has given to us. And then he has given us the eternal life in him. We are in his economy. That means what God is doing today, we can be a part of it. Then verse 11 mentioned that we are to be his inheritance. And verse 12, we have hope in Christ. And verse 13, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in us is the pledge. He's pledging himself to be our inheritance. So all this shows our God is a giving God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
After this, I want to read a couple of verses that God is a giving God, and there are some examples that David, he also is a giving person, you know. We can read Acts 13:36. Now David, having served his own generation by the counsel of God, did indeed fall asleep and was buried with his fathers and saw corruption. David would know that David, you know, the one who wrote Psalm 139, he appreciated what God has given him. And so in his lifetime, he served his generation. We all know that David, he prepared materials for the building of God's temple, you know. He fought many battles, and he is very rich because he has conquered so many countries. And God has given him all the riches. And he set apart all these riches for the building of God's temple. And imagine David, in his lifetime, he gave himself to the Lord, and he gave for the building of God's temple. But also, he wrote Psalms, you know, about half of the Psalms were written by David. Psalm 50, we just picked Psalm 51 and Psalm 23. Maybe we'll read just these couple of verses. Psalm 51, we have two verses. Let's read together. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassions. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and from my sin cleanse me. You know, Psalm 51 is a psalm of repenting and a psalm of prayer, a psalm of thankfulness. After David went in with Bathsheba, so when he committed a great sin, he wrote this psalm. But in reading that, we can see this person, David. And I think we all are very touched by this psalm, that it shows that David is what kind of person. And eventually, he prayed for the building of the walls of Jerusalem. That is, for God's building. So his repentance is not just for himself, but rather, eventually, he prayed for the restoration of the joy of his salvation, also for the building up of God's building. And we have Psalm 23, verse 1. Let's read it together. Jehovah is my Savior. I will lack nothing. You know, Psalm 23, I think we're all very familiar with this psalm. You know, the Lord is his shepherd. The Lord feeds him, give him drink, and let him, and he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, so David is not only serve his generation. In fact, Dave is serving us. You know, he's a giving person. Not only just give for his generation, but also he has given. Even today, we are enjoying his giving. So we can see that God is a giver, but David is also a giver. And in the New Testament, we can also see that Paul is a giver. We have Acts. We can read this few verses on Acts together. You yourself know that these hands have ministered to my need and to those who are with me. In all things I have shown you by example that toiling in this way we ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So this here we see that Paul is also a giver. You know, his example of giving, of course, all the epistles, Paul's epistles were written by him to churches or to individual persons. But not only that, it's also written to us. So he, through his writing, what he has received from the Lord, he give. And he also give physically with material things through his working with his own hands. You know, the verses of this past week, all the verses were chosen, and at end of every day's verse, there's a portion of the morning revival quotes concerning material offerings and the Lord's move today. So for the Lord's move today, we need to give. This is referring to the material things, the physical things. But I just want to share that some of the things, what I just mentioned, they were shared by Brother James previously. That his burden was, at the end of his life, while he's still happy, he found out that he gives. You know, he divided our human life into three sections. The first section is when we were younger. You know, we have many young people, junior high schoolers, and children, some college students. When we are young, we are always receiving from parents, receiving from other serving ones, receiving from the school teachers. Those receiving are not just for receiving. When we get into the middle age, we will find out if we're still receiving, and that becomes a kind of covetousness. And that will make you feel you are unfulfilled because you're always in want. You always want things from others. So after our preparation, in fact, the first period, we should be, in fact, that preparation was for us to be prepared to give. Even in the church life, if we just come to the meetings and sitting here and enjoying the others sharing, we don't share, eventually you will find out Christian life seems like, you know, it's just so-so. But if you start giving, whatever you have received, material things, you know, even you may just talk to someone, you know, maybe that person is lonely, just need someone to talk to him. But if you talk to him or talk to her, you will feel a kind of fulfillment. You will feel, in fact, you are expressing God. Even if you have enjoyed something during the week, and when we come together, you share, there will be a kind of fulfillment. There will be a kind of living in God's purpose. There will be a kind one with the giving God. Praise the Lord, our God is a giving God. And today, you know, when we read the verses, we may think, you know, the brothers has burden, you know, that we should get material things for God's move. But what God wants is not just we get material things. Later on we will see. God wants us, the meaning of our life is to express God. So that's why God gave us his divine life. The divine life in us is a giving life. So when we live by that life, that kind of meaning, that kind of giving is meaningful, you know. Otherwise, you know, in the society, you know, there are many people, there are many rich persons, they also give. But what's the difference between their giving and our giving? Our giving should be a giving that expresses God. That should be a kind of giving, not just we doing something good to make ourselves, you know, look good, but rather it's a kind of giving which is the giving God giving through us. So may we, through these examples, that we all, on one hand, we appreciate, you know, what we have, you know. There is a verse in 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 7. Maybe we should just finish up concerning Paul, then we will reach that portion. Okay, let's read Paul in Acts, after Acts. Let's read 2 Corinthians 12, 15. But I will most gladly spend and be utterly spent on your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loved less? So Paul is a giving person. He gives not only physical things, he even spends his own souls. Okay, the following portion I'm very touched because following portion is concerning the giving of the Philippians, the saints in Philippi, in the church in Philippi. Let's read them together. And you yourselves also know, Philippians, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I went out from Macedonia, no church had fellowship with me in the account of giving and receiving, except you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent both once and again to my need. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit which increases to your account. but I have received in full all things and abound. I have been filled, receiving from Epaphroditus the things from you, a sweet-smelling savor, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Will fill your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You know, here it's very interesting that there's a kind of giving that you will establish, I will establish an account, you know. When you go to the bank, you know, you open an account. So our giving, according to the word, one day, you know, every time you give, there will be an account established. So in the content, it was the Philippians giving material things to Paul for the advancement of the gospel. And Paul mentioned that was opening an account, a heavenly account, not a physical account, not an account on the earth, but rather a physical account. And that kind of giving, it was mentioned, it was a sacrifice. It was a sweet-smelling savor. That means this kind of giving, on one hand, is a physical, but on the other hand, it's spiritual because it's a sacrifice. You know, we know in the New Testament, there's no more physical or animal sacrifices, but still there is the sacrifice. So our giving has a sense of not just physical, but also spiritual. In the Chinese translation, the giving was using another word, not just giving, but different word. And that word, I didn't know quite well the meaning of that word. So eventually I look at the dictionary. That giving was a sacrificial, something involved with the sacrifice. And that giving was also related to food. So Paul used that word, and it was translated in Chinese of giving that, you know, that phrase. And I checked the, you know, what's the translation in English. And that word translated into English, reverse, is to feed back. You know, to feed is one thing, right? Feed back is you give back. But, you know, it has the meaning of ministering food. So even our spiritual, material giving can be something spiritual, can be a supply to others. Okay, at the end, I just want to read this. Maybe you can read these verses. While I was going over this part of the word, the Lord touched me on some of these verses. Maybe you can read this 1 Timothy 6:6 and 7. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we have brought nothing into the world, because neither can we carry anything out. Okay. I was thinking, you know, when I was born, of course, I didn't come with anything. I come with nothing. And of course, my mother, you know, my parents, they cover me, they feed me. One day I'll be leaving. On my way out, I cannot bring anything, you know. Of course, I will not be the same as when I came in the hospital. Well, you know, somebody else was going to clothe me and, you know, fix for me. But the point is, in our coming, in our going, we don't have anything. But today, every one of us sitting here, we have a lot of things. When I just came to this country, I came with one suitcase and a few other things, you know. When I graduated from college, I came for college. And when I came for college, after I finished college, I came with one car. I bought one car, $75. And I filled up my car, I came to New York. That was what I have. Let me tell you how much I have today. If I want to move, one truck won't be enough. Brother and sister, we have a lot. Before I will say, you know, it's by my strength, my effort, my smartness, or I get all this. But today I just acknowledge everything I have is from the Lord. Everything you have is from the Lord. So for us to give, it should be very spontaneous, you know. Should not be a hard thing. So let's finish the reading. For who distinguishes you? And what did you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast, although not having received it? I think we all say amen to this, right? Everyone knows what we have, we receive. You know, we should give. You know, in a meeting, we should give. In other occasions, we should give. We should give, you know, whatever we have, we should give. If you are comforted, if you are happy, give your joy to someone else. If you are in the Lord, you enjoy what the Lord has given to you, give something to other brothers and sisters. Okay, let's read Colossians 3:13. Bearing one another and forgiving one another. If anyone should have a complaint against anyone, even as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive. You won't imagine. This forgive is the same word we mentioned early on in Romans 8:32. That God freely give to us not only his son, but also all things. That giving in Romans 8:32 is the same word here. As the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive. So today, when we forgive one another, we give to one another. So giving is not just physical. Giving here, forgive someone owe you something, forgive something somebody hurt you, maybe psychologically, maybe somebody owe you spiritually, forgive. And that is giving. May the Lord bless us. Since he already blessed us so much. And let us all learn to give. To give for his purpose and to minister him to one another. Amen. That we all may express our giving God.
Amen.
Amen.